KN4VWA, W4DJW. KN4VWA, W4DJW. Nothing heard. W4DJW clear.
Yeah, I heard him about 20 minutes ago, and he never answered me. He must be busy.
He must be out there working on that tower. He sent me some pictures of it. I was going to ask him some questions about where he has the pivot point, but I guess I'll catch him later. You doing okay?
I'm good, man. Rolling down and ready to take my partner off. Headed down 418 over here, back to 25. And fixing to get on 247, headed toward Belton here in a minute. But yeah, it's all pretty good. Yeah, he sent me some pictures of that tower, man. It looks good. He's working on the base plate. He had it holding it up with a tractor. He told me he's going to go get a, I think it's a 4x4 post and put it up so when the tower lays down, it'll stand on that 4x4 post, you know, without getting too close to the ground. So I don't know if he ever did that or not. That's what I was going to ask him.
Well, I was looking at the fulcrum point relative to where the tower is sitting on the ground, on the pad, and it looks like the pivot point is behind and above the tower, which has been a long time since I took mechanical engineering classes. But that tells me that when he pulls on the side of that tower has to go up before it comes over. In other words, he has to lift the whole tower before it starts to pivot, which I was just going to ask him if that was by design or if that was an oversight. Anyway, it's going to be heavy lifting that whole tower to get it to pivot over.
Well, I think he's got two pieces sticking off the back of that plate. Is what it looked like to me with a pin through it. I got two shears sticking out and two shears on the other piece. And when it comes back, it sets down flat on top of that thing on the other plate. He was boring holes today to tap them so that way he could put bolts in it. He said he had to go get, I think he said he had to get another drill bit or something from Lowe's. Because I was telling him about that paint. I found the galvanized paint at Lowe's for $36 a gallon, and it's made by Armor. It's a oil-based paint made for galvanized, and they say they can do any color that you want. So he was talking to me maybe about going green and, you know, make it blend in with his landscaping.
Well, I guess he knows what he's doing. He's probably pivoted it there before, but anyway, it's kind of concerning to me that you'd have to lift the whole tower before you can pivot it over, because it seems like that'd be pretty heavy. But it is a 50-foot tower, and he is holding it with his John Deere tractor, so it might not be that heavy. Might not be an issue at all. Anyway, I just got off work, and I was looking at his pictures. I was going to check to see if he was there. I'm working on making a laptop run on Linux so that I can get into the repeater software without having to go through a emulator. So I'm going to get back over there to that. Kevin, you be careful out there. Good talking to you. W4DJW.
Hey, yeah, I'm headed down the road here. Hopefully I ain't got too much farther to go. And, I'll be back home here in a little bit, hopefully. Y'all still going up to the site Saturday, or do you know yet?
I don't think it's been decided yet. I haven't seen an email on it yet. I think it all hinges on when Wyatt gets his portion ready. When his portion is ready, that'll probably be the time we go up there to get it installed and tested. Until then, unless something goes wrong, I don't think there's any trips planned.
Well, if anything changes, let me know. I might go up with you. Check it out. And when y'all get ready to put that
okay, well, we appreciate any help we can get when it comes time to do that, because that just takes muscle. That just takes boot strength, and a lot of it from a lot of people. We appreciate that, Kevin. We'll let you know. KM4UBG, W4DJW.
DJW, 73s. We'll holler at you a little later. KN4. Bar, UBG.
I'll be monitoring. TG, KB4, CPA. How you doing tonight, Kevin?
CPA, KM4, UBG. I'm doing good, David. You have a good
Mike cord tangled up in my seatbelt. Yeah, I've been playing tennis since 4:30, so I guess it's time to go home.
I'll watch a little TV and get something to eat now, right?
You know, come to think of it, I haven't had anything to eat since about 9 o'clock, I guess, this morning. I wonder if Smoothie King is still open. I may have to check that one out.
You should be. 7:39, they should still be open. A little late that night for all the work he did today.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Alex. I'm trying to negotiate some traffic there. Pulling out onto Congaree.
Trust me, I know. Driving can be a headache at times, trying to get point A to point B and getting out in traffic. I sat right there on 55 and 101 a while ago, getting off to head toward Woodard for, I know it seemed like 10 or 12 minutes at that red light waiting for it to change. I guess in the evening time, they got the time set different on it, I guess.
Tom, copying your transmission, it might be where I'm at. For some reason, this is kind of a noisy area right here. As soon as I get up onto Pelham Road, I'll be okay.
Yeah, it's
kind of
a little noisy. I don't know if it's on my end where I'm located. I'm on 247 over here, headed toward Pelham. Been pretty much level ground, so I don't know. When you come back to me, I got a little bit of static on this end too, so I don't know if it might be me or might be where you located or just one better of us.
A bit better. It sounds like almost like your mic, like I don't know if you can adjust your microphone volume at all, but it sounds like it's your mic's overdriving. It's almost like it's distorted.
Roger. How's that? I pulled it back away from me a little bit. This thing, I was trying to find that menu today. I had the menu pulled up the other day, and I checked it, and everybody telling me it's still doing the same thing. I had it sitting on, I think it was 3, I think, maybe 4. And everybody told me it was still doing the same thing. And I turned it back up to where they had it sitting at when I got the radio. So sometimes it does good and sometimes it don't. I don't know why.
You're readable. It's just, you got to take into consideration I'm mobile too, so I got road noise and all that on my end too, so I'm and my hearing is not as good as it used to be, even though I've got a good Motorola speaker here right here at my feet.
Roger. Yeah, I don't know. I get a lot of road noise in this truck. I mean, when I'm sitting still, everybody tells me I sound pretty good, but it could be the noise that's amplifying about the economy to be distorted.
You got to say
hello? My name is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. My name here is David.
Fidel.
No good? Or are you behaving yourself?
Church, we had one Wednesday a month. We have basically it's like a prayer meeting. It's actually a service more than a prayer meeting. And then we have potluck dinner. That always gets everybody out, over.
I don't know what denomination you are, but I'm Baptist, and that's one of our favorite things to do is get together and eat. And Kevin's in here too, KN4 UPG.
So, I don't care what denomination you are. There's going to be food. There's going to be people, probably. But it was really, really good. And my wife, she didn't come tonight, but I brought a pumpkin pie, homemade pumpkin pie. And there's a little less than half of it left. I kept watching everybody. They take a piece. I kept thinking, I hope nobody eats that because I want to take it home.
Yeah, man, there goes another piece that I'm not gonna get to take home and eat. You could have taken it somewhere and hidden it.
It's obvious. But oh well. Oh yeah. Well, yeah, I was listening to Kevin. He has so much road noise there. I think a lot of the distortion just comes from the road noise. Kevin, you always have that. It's just lots and lots of road noise. And that mic really picks up everything. But most of the time, I can tell what you're saying. But I don't know so much distortion. It's just lots of road noise. Let's see. 747. Okay. I guess I'll turn it over to you, Kevin. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This truck, this microphone, it picks up everything. Because this truck is so heavy, I'm about 15,000. I'm probably around 1,100 right now, with all the stuff I got back. Just 15,1, 15,2, something like that. Was 17,000 pounds or something. And this thing, man, it finds every crack in the road, every little bump. I mean, it's in here, it ain't funny. And it's got a fiberglass back cap. Back part of the cab, because it's supposed to be hooked onto an actual box truck, a box bed. So when they built the truck, they put that fiberglass in my bike with me, slid the seat back, and I think he pulled it loose, but the noise has gotten so loud in this thing. I mean, I'm about to have to, try to do something as far as, I mean, even the radio. You got to turn the actual radio up so much to where you can actually hear it. So, I mean, I know how it is being on the microphone, trust me.
That's a good microphone if it's picking up all that noise. It's kind of like a cell phone. It seems like cell phones pick up much background noise as they do the person that's talking on them. And to me, that's really odd that you can hear all the noise around them and the person's mouth is the closest thing to the cell phone, but yet you can hear all the other stuff that's going on around them too.
Does it go to me? I tell you, the squelch tail on this machine now is so short. If somebody's kind of chopping in and out, the squelch is chopping in and out with the signal. It makes it really hard to hear people sometimes. Well, my mic is so short like that. Anyway, cell phones are really bad about it. I guess they have some kind of automatic gain control, and then when you stop talking, the gain goes up and it just picks up everything in the background. So I guess this is something you have to deal with. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I'm actually sitting still. No matter where I'm sitting still?
To me.
That's fine when you're sitting still to me.
I mean, right now, I'm down my partner driveway right here off the road 47. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's a damn noisy. I mean, I just got my phone put over it. I can hear everything. Cars come up behind me, I can hear it.
But sound deadening material. material in there. I'm sure it's real cheap.
It's not the same time I've been on here. Matter of fact, yesterday was the first time I've been on since evidently there's a new repeater on here. And it really is different. It takes a while to get used to using it. But, sure does have a short squelch. I noticed it's cutting in and out on Kevin a lot, even when he's sitting still. That's kind of unusual. But, my hat's off that we ever put it in. I wonder what kind of repeater it is. Maybe somebody knows. Anyway, I'm not far from the house here. I'm going to go ahead and say 73 to both you guys. And nice meeting up with you this evening. Turn it back to you, Kevin. And I can't remember your call, although we've talked a lot of times. So I'm just going to turn it over to you. Kevin, this is N4IQ, and I'm going to go ahead and QRT.
Well, you have a good one out there, Bill, and we'll holler at you later. And you be good on that end. Yeah, I'll see you send me through UD. It'll be Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. That's my call, but be Kevin. But you have a safe one out that way, and we'll holler at you later. 73.
Well, yeah, I was told they shortened the squelch out for the EchoLink people because they have to wait until the repeater drops out before they can key up, and that helps them to be able to jump into a QSO, you know, like this one. you know, when the repeater drops out almost immediately when you unkey the mic, so... That's the, at least that's what I was told is being done. Well, Kevin, I'm going to jump out of here too, so it looks like I'm going to leave you with it. I'm getting ready to pull in the garage and call it a night. And so I'll say 73s. And you behave yourself if you possibly can. KB4 CBA mobile clear.
David, well, you have a good one too, and we'll holler at you a little bit later on. Yeah, I'm going to ease back up the road now. I'm headed up 247 back to 25 and 418 and back to my house. But 73s, and we'll holler at you again later. KB4 CBA, KN4 UBG, I'll be monitoring.
November, Yankee, Kilo, / Romeo, 6-1, repeater. The time is 8 p.m.